Hello.
Hello,
is Theresa Clemens there?
Speaking.
Hi, good evening. My name is Carla and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a couple of questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, ma'am, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
Certain.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and may I ask your age?
72.
Okay, thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White, Caucasian, whatever.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all, and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
Eight.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I am going to read you a list of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. We have 4 options here. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. So the first one is Joe Biden as president.
Approve.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, Sherrod Brown as senator.
Somewhat approved.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Strongly approved.
Okay, thank you so much. And next one, Donald Trump as former president.
Strongly disapproved.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, please tell me if you are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. So the first one, also, if you haven't heard about them, that's okay. You can just let me know. So
okay.
The first one is First Energy.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Derek Merring.
I don't know.
You haven't heard about him or
don't
know?
Yeah,
I haven't
heard. I don't know enough about them, yeah.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. Next one, Marcy Kaptur, again.
I don't know about that one either. I know who she is.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
Okay. And what is the question about them? The issues or what?
Sure. Republicans in Congress, if you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable towards them?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Joe Biden again.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And next one, Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Okay, Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one. If the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
A Democrat.
Okay.
Are we almost done?
Much. I'm sorry?
Are we almost done?
Yes. I mean, we're just past the half of the survey. We're not, yeah, we're just a couple of questions to finish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Mercy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt, or would you say there's no chance you will consider voting for him?
No chance.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Kaptur. The statement says, Mercy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden. Voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. So the question is, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it not make any difference? Also, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or if you think it's not true, you can also let me know.
I'm likely to vote for her rather than I don't listen to hearsay. I'd have to do further investigation.
Okay, of course. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. And after each statement, please tell me if this makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely, or if it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely or if you think it's not true, you can also let me know. And remember, if you haven't heard much about Derek Merritt, it's okay. You can just based on what the statement says. So the first one says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that. So again, the options are much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true.
No difference.
Okay, thank you. Next one, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt sells extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for love markers offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. What would you say in this one?
Again, it sounds like hearsay. I'd have to investigate.
Okay, no problem. If you will have to pick one of the options here, you will say much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, and not true.
Not true.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one, we're just a couple of the statements to go. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we footed the bill for Merritt's corruption. What would you say in this case?
Not true.
Okay, thank you. Next one, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merrin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies will save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
I don't know. Not true. I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Next one. In the state legislature, Derek Merrin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages of workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave for nearly half. In Congress, Merrin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age.
What's my choices again?
Sure. The choices are much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Not true.
Okay, thank you so much. And last statement, Derek Merrin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Merrin supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even in the case of rape or incest. Merrin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatment.
No difference.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin, or would you still vote for him?
No,
this is
definitely not.
Okay. Okay, just let me take notes here. For him. Okay, thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. So I would like to ask you again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you so much. And again, what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merrin?
There's a lot of spite against him.
Okay. I'm sorry? The line was breaking up.
A lot of strikes. Against him, his issues.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me just take notes here one moment. Okay. Thank you so much. And the last couple of questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of the schooling you have completed?
College.
Okay. Thank you
4 years.
So much. Okay. Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Will you say strong or not strong?
Strong.
Thank you so much. And how important is politics to your personal identity? The options are very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Again, thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.